Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah continues talking about issues of pikadon, of depositing. Hamafgid perus etzel chavero. Somebody deposits fruit, grain, things like that, by his friend. Afilo hein ovdin. Even if they are getting lost. And how are they getting lost? Either, let's say, they're rotting, or mice are eating away at them. Lo yiga bohen. He should not touch them. He shouldn't sell them, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel differs, and he says, mochran b'fnei Beis Din. You should sell them, of course, in front of Beis Din, so that Beis Din has a hand in it and is able to make sure it's being done properly. You sell it in front of Beis Din, b'nei shehu k'meshiv aveda laba'olim, because you're like returning a lost object to its owner. It's being lost bit by bit, and therefore you have an obligation to sell it and be able to at least hold on to the principal as much as possible. The Gemara points out that if, however, the loss that's occurring to these fruit or grain is greater than the norm, and actually the norm will be discussed in the upcoming Mishnah, but if it's greater than the norm, even the Chachamim, who said that you do not sell it, would agree to Reb Shimon that you would sell it in front of Beis Din, because once it gets beyond the normal amount of loss, then everybody agrees that you should sell it rather than let it a loss happen to it. The Tanakhama was only discussing that you shouldn't sell it when it's a normal loss, because that's the expectation of the owner when he deposited, that it will go through some sort of loss.